USA Radio News with Wendy King.
10 presidential candidates are in Detroit for the second round of debates hosted by CNN. Healthcare is one of the main topics. As promised, it was a much feistier Joe Biden. He scrapped with Kamala Harris about her alternative Medicare for All plan that will allow for some private health insurance.
There will be a public plan under my plan for Medicare and a private plan. We must agree that access to health care must be a right and not just a privilege.
If you notice, there's no talk about the fact that the plan in 10 years will cost $3 trillion. You will lose your employer-based insurance.
As with Bernie Sanders' plan, the question is whether the nation is willing to take the chance. As to how to help cities like Baltimore that were insulted by President Trump, Julian Castro said,
"The president is a racist, and that was just one more example of it."
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against Capital One over that massive data breach that exposed the personal information of more than 100 million customers. Attorney John Injunas.
We filed that lawsuit to hold Capital One accountable. The suit was filed as a putative class action in the Eastern District of Virginia, where Capital One is based.
There are reports that the Capital One breach could be only the tip of the iceberg, as other major companies could have also been breached by the same hacker. 7 people were injured in Death Valley National Park as they were on the lookout for military pilots who swooped through Star Wars Canyon. A U.S. Navy fighter jet crashed, and one onlooker told the Associated Press, quote, "I just saw a black mushroom cloud go up. There's been no word if the pilot ejected and parachuted to safety." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The saga of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner lands on Capitol Hill once again, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A U.S. Senate hearing on Wednesday taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating that troubled aircraft.
It's critical that Boeing and the FAA get this right in order to restore public confidence in both the aircraft and the certification and oversight process.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island there at the hearing. The Boeing 737 MAX grounded after two deadly crashes overseas. Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon recently confirmed as the new chief of the FAA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the Young America's Foundation National Conservative Student Conference in Washington, D.C. During his speech, Pence addressed a number of topics, including the upcoming election, President Trump, and freedom in America. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The vice president at the Young America's Foundation Summit, Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.